Do you like bees? I like bees. I think they're kind of cute. Also, like, kind of fascinating, the whole hive thing. Some people are scared. I get it. You know, they can sting you. It hurts. Allergies are a real concern. But here's the thing.
They don't want to sting you, people. I promise. They don't want to sting you. They die when they sting.
And that is also not fun. So give them a break. We're talking bees today, but we're doing it in a place that maybe you wouldn't expect. Come with me to see the bees. This is Do You Work Here. Like I said, big fan of these little guys. Actually, mostly little girls, but we'll explain that later. Our spot today is Glendale. Not a park, not a garden. It's an office building. 20-something floors up, down in the courtyard right now, though, with Carrie Diaz, a beekeeper. She works for a company called Best Bees.
I just had this fascination. I was never afraid of them, and then I learned about Best Bees, and I hounded them until they hired me.
Not where she started, though. It was classes first, then a mentor, and then it was a lot of on-the-job training.
My first two bee removals, my mentor said, these were the hardest removals I've ever done, and I've been working with bees for 10 years. So that was me getting my feet wet. It was 12 feet up in a tree with a face full of feral bees. And my second one was inside a small motorhome where there were so many bees you could not see outside of the windows. That was a 12-hour day. You got it. Bye. Close the door. See you in a bit.
Yeah, so then she knew, right? Not scared of that, then you're in business.
Right, if you're not scared 12 feet up, I think it was made for you.
And that's one side of the things, you know, removals. There's a swarm, you gotta get them out of there, you gotta move them. Then there's the more relaxed side, tending to the bees while they do all their bee stuff. That's what we're doing today. I said earlier this was a little different, because Best Bees does urban beekeeping.
A typical day is driving all over LA, anywhere from a backyard hives, to, like you said, at the top of a 23-story office building on the rooftop.
Let's go up while I explain. They install and maintain hives on commercial properties or residential. They can stick them on top of office buildings, in kind of courtyard areas, or even back in your yard if you want. The kind of hives that are the wooden boxes, you know, the little slits in them for the bees to go in and out, you can see those on farms sometimes when they bring in the honeybees. Client gets the honey from the beehive, Best Bees. Well, they keep all the info, the data. How are the bees doing around here? They can tell when they look at all those numbers. And to get that stuff, you gotta put on the suit.
Hunter's overalls, gloves for you.
I really like this part. Felt very beekeepery. Big gloves, because they'll land on your hands. Hat to keep the mesh screen away from your face, because if it's too close, well, they can sting you right through it, right? They'll come and get your nose. So once the thing is on, it's off to the hives, sitting right there on the roof of this office building. There's three of those boxes, one of them a couple feet taller than the other two. And she's going to take us through this.
So right now, we're going to take this top box off. This, at this time of year, should be full of honey. So we'll see how heavy it is.
It was full of honey. There were a bunch of layers. There's a lot going on in there.
We took the cover off. And inside those boxes are what is called frames. So now I'm going to assess the health of the hive by getting an estimate of how many bees.
So many bees, like every layer, 100 of them, but it was great.
There's usually 8 to 10 frames, and that's what you saw me lifting up, getting my fingers in there without squishing any bees. And I'm looking for, is the queen laying eggs? Am I seeing eggs? Am I seeing larvae? Am I seeing honey? Pollen? What does the pattern look like? How much is there? So you're seeing, see this beautiful arch here?
Yeah.
So this is honey that they've already kept. These are all indications of the health of the hive.
This was so great, by the way. They were flying around us, but really just buzzing, walking all over the honeycombs. You could really see where they'd done the work, too, and what they were still filling in. So all this goes in the journals, and then she keeps track of it all over the long term. These bees, pretty healthy, pretty happy. There was only one that really kept coming after me. The rest were just, yeah, they were just busy bees. Now, beekeeper facts. Does she get stung? Yeah, she actually did while I was there. So casual about it. Goes, oh, I got stung. Kind of flicked the glove and then moved on. The smoke canister. You ever see them with the smoke? Yeah, masks pheromones, because a stinger will release those and tell the other bees, hey, get over here, keep stinging this thing. The smoke calms everybody down. But again, these bees, only just the one sting.
They don't want to sting you, people. I promise. They don't want to sting you. They die when they sting. They're busy making that honey, taking care of the babies, feeding the queen. You know, the queen can't feed herself. She's got one job, and one job only, to lay those eggs.
The other bees have other jobs, but the foragers, I mentioned this before, you see a little honeybee on a flower, it's not a little guy, that's a girl bee. They go out and do the foraging. Now, when we talk about a swarm of bees, you know, she was talking about the RV, or when you see one up in a tree or at the side of a house and everybody's freaking out, oh no, bees, what do? They are also trying to figure out what to do.
What you're seeing is that ball of bees, that cluster, and inside that cluster is a queen. And they have left their hive for some reason. And they're looking exactly what you said for a new hive. So when you see a swarm, it's actually a good thing because that is nature's way of dividing a hive and making more hives on their own. And almost all of the time you'll go in a day or two and they'll be gone.
Yeah, that's where we get the advice sometimes. Let the bees be. They're going to go away relatively soon. And then there's this part.
So check this out. They listen to what they do. When they are thinking, we need more space, it's time for us to have a little move, a swarm. They'll send out bees, different bees, to check out different areas, and those bees will come back and give their input.
Yeah, I found a hole in this tree. I found a hole in this tree. How do they do this? They announce what they found by dancing. Yeah, they go in, they do a little shake, and the other bees will see that. It's kind of like directions. So some of them will go and check out this spot, and if they like it, they'll come back and they'll start shaking in the same way. They're all dancing the same way. Whoever's got the most dancers, you see where I'm going here at the end of this? This is like voting. The most dancers win, and then that's where they go to pick their new hive. It's amazing. Now, a couple of things before we get out of here, because we're almost out of time. Honey, the building, the house, wherever these hives are, they get some of it, and then the rest, you know, stays with the bees.
These hives belong to the clients, and so we do harvest some honey when it's available, bottle it up for them, and we put their special labels on there. So that's a great perk. Honey delivery day is a great day.
And finally, the advice for us, what can we do?
If you go to your hardware store or nursery and say, I want a plant for the pollinators. That actually helps tremendously.
Because they deserve it, right? I mean, we can help.
Yeah, we got you, bees. It's the least we can do. They work so hard, and they pollinate so much of our food that only they can pollinate. So you're right. If we can step in and help them with the challenges, I feel like I had a good day.
I hope you had a good day. I did, because, you know, bees. Thank one next time you see it. Give it a little wave. More from these guys, bestbees.com, or on the socials, @bestbees. Request from you, what do you want to hear from my next batch of these? We got one more next week, and then I'm hitting the road for more jobs. Do you work here at knxnews.com? Send me a message, okay? Maybe I'll go learn about that thing. Do you work here at knxnews.com? See ya.